Podcast.
Past Futures Podcast, produced by Islanders, made possible by the National Lottery Heritage Fund, a people's history of the Isle of Wight.
Talking about carriers. Now, what exactly do I mean? Well, for those of you that have read David Copperfield, do you remember Mr. Barkis, the carrier? You remember?
Yes.
Yeah, Barkis is willing. Yeah. Well, he was the guy that carried things to and fro from villages to village and into the market. Well, the carrier has existed way, way back in time and provided an essential service for centuries. Absolutely centuries. But how do they come about? Where do they come from? Okay, so way back in time, early carriers were smallholders or small farmers who needed to transport their own produce to others locally. So the farmers produced surpluses of veg, fruit, corn, and it was more than the family needed. So they traded their surpluses for things the family required, clothing, furniture, tools, household goods, that sort of thing. And anything really that the farmer was unable to make for himself. So this is how people survived. So rather than trade door to door, which is a laborious process, farmers set up markets in nearby towns. So a group of farmers would get together and set up a market. You didn't have to have the paperwork in those days. You just turned up and did it. Okay, so these were the places where all the farmers could meet and trade, and where people that wanted things in the town knew they could find fresh fruit and veg. Now, whilst driving horse and cart to market, the carrier would also carry the odd passenger or two and take other village goods to the market and other things for the villagers bring back from the markets. So it was like a to and fro trade. If you wanted to go to market, I'd say, bearing in mind there were no buses in those days, you walked unless you were fortunate enough to have a horse, or you could go with a carrier. And if you needed something, if you wanted something from town, you would let the carrier go and get it for you. And these carriers provided a network, and it would have been all across the island, linking all the villages and all the towns, long before the advent of buses and postmen. On the island, we had two main areas of trade, those associated with the land and those associated with the sea. So farming and fishing formed the basis of most people's lives one way or another, and around them grew a community of people who were becoming interdependent. So the market town of Newport was ideally situated at the centre of the island and with a tidal river, so it became the centre or destination for nearly all the carriers on the island.
Wow.
Yeah. Then there was an established network which linked every village and hamlet to Newport, with dozens of carriers operating, and they generally had their own route, but they only operated one or two days of the week. So you needed to know which day your carrier was coming by. And the reason for that, well, they still had the farm to work.
Mm.
So they couldn't spend, you know, the whole week transporting things to and fro. Now, should you have something you want the carrier to take to Newport, or something you wanted the carrier to collect in Newport and bring to your house, how did you do that? You put a flag at the front of your house, at your gate, at the side of the road, and the carrier knew when the flag was put out, they knew how to call. Now, amazingly simple. We used to manage to do things very simply in those days. In Newport, the carriers all massed in St. Thomas's Square and Holyrood Street, and they'd arrive late morning and depart mid-afternoon for the return journey. Because the market, of course, at that time was in St. James's Square, and Cockrum's Yard, which was only swept away by redevelopment when they built the supermarkets, was between South Street and St. Thomas's Square. Mm. And it was a livery area where all the horses would be tended to. So when they came in, they could feed and water the horses there.
Was that near where there used to be a cattle mart?
No, that was... It's by the side of, you walk through it, it's still called Cockrum's Lane. If you walk through from the bus station to the square, well, the area to the riverside of that was Cockrum's Yard. I can still remember it, but it was pretty derelict in the days I remember it. Right, so the carrier would visit shops to purchase orders and collect en route, and therefore they built up relationships with shopkeepers. So if you were a shopkeeper, you kept in with certain carriers because it meant they would buy all the goods that the people would ask them for from your shop. So there were, I guess there was probably some favours that passed to and fro. So then the railways arrived, and far from reducing the need for carriers, actually created new routes and other types of carrier. The railway carrier was started, and they were contracted to deliver goods and provide a service for railway users. Because if you look around the island, the old stations, if you know where they were, a lot of them, in many cases, were quite well away from the village that they served. So to be able to get the carrier to take you and bring you, it would be like a taxi service in the days before there were taxis. Now, how did this go on? Well, coming forward to more modern times, the introduction of motor vehicles brought changes to many, with many servicemen returning from the Great War, the 1418 War, and needed something to do. So it wasn't then, from then on rather, it wasn't just the farmers who were providing carrier services. Because these servicemen, looking for something to do, they would buy an old bus or an old motor van and they would enter the carrier business. Now they would run every day of the week if necessary because they had no farm to look after. So it actually grew. Sadly though, the Second World War brought about petrol rationing and the nationalisation of road transport. British Road Services, do you remember that back in the day?
Yes.
Okay, well that brought about those two things, the lack of petrol and the nationalisation of road transport brought about the demise of a great many of the couriers. And the courier trade almost disappeared. Now there were buses, the shops had delivery vehicles to deliver their own things with. So the carrier only continued on in a very small way into the 1960s. But it went into the 60s before it finally disappeared. There was, and this is where I got a lot of this information from, my friend Derek Sprake in Chow.
Fabulous.
Derek's great-grandfather, I think, was a carrier, and his father, and his grandfather. But also, I remember I lived in Ryde, and there was a chap, can't remember his first name, his surname was Matthews, and he lived across the road from us, and he had a little garage, and he had a delivery. It was like a very small removal van, and he always wore a jacket like the Warehouse coat, like they wore in Open All Hours.
Yes.
Yeah, the dust coat. He always wore the dust coat. And I always thought, I used to say to my dad, you know, is he a removal man? And Dad would say, no, he's a carrier. That's different. And I never knew until Derek Sprake explained all these things, and his book is available should you want to read more. It's a fascinating book, and it's called Put Out the Flag by Derek Sprake, and you'll find it in local bookshops. So there we go. That's how life existed on the island centuries and centuries ago.
That's fabulous, isn't it? And it's interesting to see how things have developed over the years.
Yes, it is. Life was very simple then. You lived in a village. You didn't mix with a huge amount of people. The wife might go to the market once a week to get things, but life was very in a very small circle. When you think of the globalisation now, where people travel all over the world, the families live in different parts of the world, in probably no more than about five generations,
yeah,
we've gone from one to the other.